radio producer, and how you can develop those, no matter what the tools are that you have, and how important they are. The organization of an interview, the listening and turn-taking element of an interview, how to structure it, and how also to bring a certain kind of intention to the work that is different depending on what your goals are as a podcaster. But I think one of the things that bugs me about podcasting so much is that there seems to be an intention when the interview is...
Listen to what the flower people say. Listen, it's getting louder every day.
Muelle Stephanie. Je m'appelle Stephanie. My name is Stephanie.
Muelle Stephanie. Muelle Radio. WGS C90.7 FM. Eka.
Listening to Zach Poff's Pond Station, available at wavefarm.org/listen. If you click on the listen button on any WGXC.org page, you can hear the sounds from the bottom of one of the wave farm ponds, thanks to the hydrophones Zach Poff has put there. The radio artist is surveilling the underwater sounds in Greene County, and you can go to wavefarm.org/listen or click on any WGXC.org page and click on the listen button to listen to transmissions from inside a wave farm pond from morning until sundown from Zach Poff's pond station.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Bill Mancini and Bernadette Powis of Kinderhook, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Green and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
A radio network, an empire upon an empire.
I make no promises.
You on the mark.
With one purpose only, to point out and make public the dishonesty, now in complete control of the government of this state.
There is only one man who can rid the politics of this state of the evil domination.
Yes. Hello.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Nick Reisman in New York State of Politics tracks reaction in New York to the Supreme Court's decision to strike down the use of race as a factor in college admissions. Governor Kathy Hochul said, and I quote, "We are very disappointed in this decision, not unexpected given the political composition of the Supreme Court today. But that being said, we go forth to ensure New York remains a place where we celebrate diversity, inclusion, and we're going to continue to subscribe to those principles regardless of the decisions made by the Supreme Court of the United States." End quote. New York Republican Chair Ed Cox, by contrast, was elated, saying, and I quote, "De facto race quotas at our nation's elite institutions have been a roadblock on the path to the American dream for many Americans, especially Asian Americans. Today's decision takes us a big step closer to an America in which citizens are judged not by the color of their skin, but by the content of their character," end quote. And the New York Bar Association released a statement. And I quote, "Businesses, including law firms, are worried about the legitimacy of corporate diversity initiatives. This could also impact governmental programs that require quotas, such as minority business enterprise requirements," end quote. Bar Association President Richard Lewis said, and I quote, "We want to prepare our members, clients, and lawyers throughout the state and the nation for any eventuality," end quote. Read more about this story in New York State of Politics. Mid-Hudson News reports that Ulster County is getting new voting machines. The Ulster County Board of Elections will buy the machines from Hart Intercivic. The Board of Elections released a statement saying, and I quote, "Hart Intercivic stands out as an all-American-made voting solution with a forward-thinking vision to make our elections more accessible and accountable. The commitment to innovation, security, and voter satisfaction aligns seamlessly with the goals of maintaining the integrity and efficiency of the electoral process in Ulster County, end quote. And while Republicans across the country have denigrated the integrity of voting machines by several different companies, Republican Commissioner John Quigley is in favor of Hart Intercivic machines, saying, and I quote, "Their proven track record and dedication to producing cutting-edge voting solutions give us the confidence that we have made the right choice for the voters of Ulster County," end quote. Read more about this story at Mid-Hudson News. The Daily Freeman reports that the New York State Department of Motor Vehicles unveiled on June 28 new Mid-Hudson regional license plates as part of a series of 10 special license plates depicting regions across the state. DMV Commissioner Mark J.F. Schroeder said, and I quote, "Every region of our state has something unique and interesting about it, and we are happy to celebrate that uniqueness by making these new license plates available for New York drivers. These also allow drivers to put their own unique touch on their vehicles and show pride for the place they live," end quote. There is an additional fee for custom plates, and New York is creating more than 200 custom plates for branches of the military and veterans, counties and regions of New York State, professions, causes, and sports teams. Custom plates can also be ordered by mail or by calling the agency's custom plate office at 518-402-4838. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. And that wraps up the WGXE News Update. You can visit our website at WGXE.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXE sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXE Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Bidenomics and the American Death Sentence of Poverty. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. President Joe Biden has embraced the term Bidenomics, despite its origins as attempted disparagement from pundits in the fever swamps of Fox News, the Wall Street Journal's editorial pages, and other MAGA sinkholes. Biden invoked Bidenomics in an address he gave Wednesday, happily taking credit for the state of the economy. In his opening remarks, he referenced the great American poet Carl Sandburg's 1916 description of Chicago as the city of the big shoulders, in praise of the region's muscular workforce. While recent economic numbers may give Biden reason to wax poetic, they also mask the suffering of millions of Americans shackled by poverty.
Come on and say, poverty is America's death sentence, and we won't be silent anymore until change comes.
That's Bishop William Barber as he opened the Poor People's Campaign Moral Poverty Action Congress June 19th in Washington, D.C. Barber had just retired after 30 years as the activist pastor of Greenleaf Christian Church in Goldsboro, North Carolina. After leading historic Moral Monday marches on the North Carolina legislature in 2013, he went on to co-found the Poor People's Campaign, which borrows its name from the organizing drive launched by Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. in 1968, cut short by King's assassination. Barber, whose deep voice and rhetorical style is often compared to King's, is calling for a third Reconstruction to build political power for and improve the lives of poor and low-wealth people. The first Reconstruction followed the U.S. Civil War from 1865 until 1877, when federal troops were pulled out of the former Confederate states, ushering in a century of white supremacist terrorism and oppression, aided by the Ku Klux Klan. The second Reconstruction occurred in the 1950s and the 1960s, with the gains achieved by the Civil Rights Movement. Working with Democratic Congresswomen Barbara Lee of California and Pramila Jayapal of Washington State, Bishop Barber is promoting their House Resolution 532, Third Reconstruction, fully addressing poverty and low wages from the bottom up.
Here are 20 policies.
That's Bishop Barber speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour.
Does the Congress have the resolve, not a Democratic resolve or a Republican resolve, but a human resolve, a moral resolve to eradicate poverty and other systems of injustice, which can be done? This death is unnecessary. It is policy murder.
Central to Bishop Barber's argument is the grim fact that poverty is the fourth leading cause of death in the United States. Wealth inequality is at an all-time high, as detailed in fact sheets released by the Poor People's Campaign with the Institute for Policy Studies. Billionaire wealth increased by $1.5 trillion over the past 2 years, while with the cancellation of pandemic relief programs, poverty is increasing. The childhood tax credit alone cut childhood poverty in half in the United States. Its cancellation pushed 3.5 million children back into poverty. For the first time, in New York City alone, more than 100,000 people are in homeless shelters.
Living wages could stop death,
Bishop Barber explained.
Health care could stop death. Child poverty tax credits could stop death. Redirecting the war economy could stop death. Voting rights could stop death.
Barber espouses fusion politics, bringing together people of different races, ethnicities, and classes in concerted grassroots action.
In this coming year, 2024, we're planning 30 major actions, nonviolent at state capitals. We're planning on June 15th of next year, a massive poor people's low-wage workers and moral march on Washington, D.C., and to the polls, because we're going to be mobilizing the 87 million poor and low-wealth people in this country. Poor and low-wealth people now make up over 30% of the electorate generally and over 40% of the electorate in battleground states. And in most places, poor and low-wealth people are not voting because they feel like the system has just abandoned them.
At the opening of the Moral Poverty Action Congress, Barber, like Biden, invoked a renowned American poet, reading Henry Wadsworth Longfellow's A Psalm of Life. The poem included Longfellow's directive to act, that each tomorrow find us farther than today. In the same book with the poem Chicago, Carl Sandburg, who grew up poor himself and championed working people throughout his life, included another poem that commented on the constant attacks on the working class and the power of the masses when provoked. He wrote, "I am the people, the mob, the crowd, the mass. Do you know that all the great work of the world is done through me?" In the centuries since these Sandburg poems were published, the people have risen up many times demanding change. The coming years will be no different. As Bishop Barber and his allies poetically affirm at every rally, forward ever, backward never. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
Kat Simon in the Times Union rounds up where the fireworks will be going off in the area for the July 4th holiday. Pets and anyone triggered by the sounds of large explosions may use this list to avoid fireworks this week. June 30th, 6 to 10 p.m., Albany hosts one of the largest area displays at the Empire State Plaza with Sheila E. performing and food and beverages. July 1st at 9:30 p.m., Germantown shoots off fireworks at Palatine Park after a day of live music and more. July 2nd, 7:30 p.m., Wyndham has a good old-fashioned 4th of July celebration with fireworks at dusk and sidewalk sales, live music, and children's entertainment during the day along Main Street. July 2nd, 9:15 p.m., Saugerties shoots off fireworks at Canteen Field. The Saugerties Fire Department also leads a parade at 11 a.m. July 3rd at 9:15 p.m., Coxsackie's Independence Day celebration includes a farmer's market, food trucks, and live music from James Dykeman and Wild Blue earlier in the day at Riverside Park. July 4th at sunset, Reidbauer's Resort in Round Top has fireworks, plus an Eagles tribute band, Already Gone, will also perform at Newsy's Bear Garden at the resort. July 4th at dusk, Cairo's 4th of July celebration at the park with children's activities during the day at Angelo Cana Park.
July 5th at dusk, Catskills 4th of July celebration at Dutchman's Landing Park. July 6th at dusk, East Durham's July 4th parade and fireworks is 2 days after July 4th and starts with a parade at 11 a.m. on Route 145 at the Michael J. Quill Irish Cultural Center. And July 6th at dusk, Village of Tannersville, 4th of July celebration, shoots off fireworks at Rip Van Winkle Lake. And now, here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the weekend. Well, on Saturday, a chance of showers with thunderstorms also possible after 5 p.m. It will be mostly sunny with a temperature high near 83 degrees and a south wind at 6 to 9 miles per hour. On Saturday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 65 degrees and a south wind at 9 miles per hour. And on Sunday, a chance of showers before 11 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m., and showers and likely a thunderstorm after 2 p.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 77 degrees. And Sunday night showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 2 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature low of around 67 degrees. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM, radio for open ears, in Greene and Columbia Counties.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Nora E. Edelman of Athens, New York. Sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a WGXC sustaining supporter by investing in community radio every month. Go to wgxc.org and click donate. Thank you for your support.
WGXC has a new call-in number for anyone to leave a 3-minute message that we will play back on the air. Listeners can leave as many 3-minute audio letters to the editor at 518-212-7509 as they want, and WGXC will let your voice be heard on the local airwaves. The number again to call in and record a 3-minute message that will be played back on 90.7 FM is 518-212-7509.
WGXC believes in creative use of the airwaves. WGXC is a program division of the nonprofit arts organization Wave Farm, based in Acre, New York. We are the only station in the country to dedicate significant airtime to radio as an artistic medium. Tune in to transmission art and experimental sound programming overnight and on Saturdays, and hear artists from all over the world who sculpt and compose with the airwaves.
Wave Farm respectfully and humbly acknowledges the past, present, and future Indigenous peoples on whose ancestral lands Wave Farm and our radio station, WGXC, operate and broadcast. The Mohicans named themselves the people of the waters that are never still, following their arrival along the Mohicanituck, the great ebb tide river also known as the Hudson. The Mohicans stewarded this land over many generations in dynamic communication and interaction with diverse Indigenous peoples, including the Haudenosaunee Mohawk and the Munsee Lenape. Mohican descendants today live in communities in Ontario, Wisconsin, and Oklahoma. For further information on Mohican history and the contemporary community of the Stockbridge Munsee Band of Mohican Indians, please visit Mohican.com.
You are tuned to 90.7 FM, WGXC, hands-on, listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
This is it.
I'm Tom Rowe here at Wave Farm. And on July 22nd, some world-class percussionists are also going to be here at Wave Farm. There'll be Lisa Schoenberg with Leah Bowden and Melanie Medina doing improvisation with percussion and electronics with the sounds of insects amplified through sculptures on the site of the special tree in the woods at Wave Farm. Azuki Legba and special guests are going to do a gamelan performance with the marimba tree and water drum. Chris Corsano is going to do an improvised solo performance for bark, branch, trunk, and suspended objects. And from Columbia County, noted composer, percussionist, and more, Bobby Previtt is also going to perform on the so-called marimba tree in the woods at Wave Farm on Saturday, July 22nd. You can come out in person to witness it, and we will broadcast the performances on the radio. Here is, from Ithaca, drummer Chris Corsano, who's played with all sorts of folks. Here he's playing with Bill Orcutt. This is Amp versus Drum from Chris Corsano and Bill Orcutt. Not sure if anyone has ever claimed that Nirvana ripped off the ex-Catheads there, but if they did, I guess they would have sued by now, because one, the bass player in the ex-Catheads is, full disclosure, WGXC's broadcast lawyer. So there's the Paul Harvey rest of this story. In other WGXC news, apparently the theory is currently that the thunderstorm on, I think, Monday night struck some part of the WGXC transmitter facility. The transmitter itself seems fine. I guess the theory is that the lightning struck something up there, and the power surge from the lightning came in through some electrical wire or something on the property, and only affected certain things, but it took out an entire computer mostly, which was why we were off the air on Tuesday. But that's the theory that is there. There was another work truck when somebody from WGXC was at the tower site working on something else that had gone wrong recently. Implying maybe that the lightning hit something else and knocked something else out. So I don't know if your cell service in the Cairo area is down. Let us know, because maybe that's the reason. And maybe it's getting fixed today, and maybe it's restored now. Like the WGXC FM signal is back on 90.7 FM. thanks to, I think it knocked out our Verizon signal, and we've switched to a new Mid-Hudson fiber signal. So hopefully it will be a little more stable. But there is the WGXC radio station news report for today.
Wave Farms Public Art Park begins opening Saturdays on June 3rd for drop-in visits anytime between noon and 6 p.m. The art park is on Wave Farms' 29-acre campus in Accra, featuring 13 installations. The study center, including a research library, the WGXC 90.7 FM Accra broadcast studio, and accommodations for Wave Farms' International Artist Residency Program. Visitors to Wave Farms Art Park receive a guided tour of the campus. Admission is free, and tours typically last between 60 and 90 minutes. The art park is available to see on other days through October through reservations at wavefarm.org.
Next, we tune in the latest episode of the I Have Seen Niagara radio theater show from G. Lucas Crane and Rick Royer. The show airs Saturday mornings on the WGXC Morning Show between 9 and 10 a.m. and every early Wednesday night just after midnight.
This is Barbara with the Missing and Probably Dead podcast, the show that investigates mysterious missing person cases of people who are more than likely just dead somewhere. And this episode brings us to Niagara Falls, New York, for a story so fake that it has to be true.
You know, I don't sit around worrying about where I've been or where I'm going. I don't worry about the past. I just worry about the present, you know, presence. How can you celebrate without presence? That's what I say. I don't even worry at all, ever. I'm done with that. You know, I've seen it all. There's nothing to worry about, you know? It's like that song, that really beautiful song, Don't Worry, Be Happy, you know, the one that the fish sings. It's a good song with good life lessons right there. You know, when I die, I want to be dancing. I want to be singing. I want to be happy, and that's the only thing that I care about. Cobain said, come as you are. The choice is yours. Get it? Kurt Cobain, one of the Forever 27. Cobain, Jim Morrison, Janis Joplin, Jimi Hendrix, and of course Ronald C. McKiernan, a.k.a. Pigpen. They weren't, you know, they weren't happy on Earth because of their vices. But in death, in crossing over, they found happiness. And they can live a clean life on the other side. Playing together, jamming together, no longer bombarded by these malignant vices, their desires, temptations of drugs or alcohol or homosexual thoughts, all the things that were beckoning them to be freaky, they're not. They're not freaky now. To enter your new life, you have to leave your old life behind. That's just like one of the tenets of the ultimate happiness. And if it's worth it, man, leave that life behind, because it leads to meaning. It leaves meaning in the end, dip behind, and it leaves meaning, the dip behind, if it leaves meaning, that crumbs, cramps behind. And all I want to do is be alone with my thoughts, because someday I would like to know, I would like to get older and jam with those kind of heavies. And you know, when I'm married with my dad's approval, of course, I will make love.
That's the voice of Little Psychic Jim. Earlier this year, Little Jim, along with 200 other psychics, vanished in the mountains of Niagara Falls while on a psychic retreat. The outing was led by a controversial religious sect called Isidorians, known locally as the Sunflower Cult, who farm water on the coast of the Niagara River. There was a moderate search for the missing party. Two dogs were sent in. But after 23 hours, the search was called off, as officials stated that it was no use, they were probably all dead. The mountains of Niagara Falls are treacherous, mostly because they are made up entirely of garbage. Many have gone missing in these massive old landfills before. There are trash holes that open up in the earth, spontaneous explosions, and wild animals. But to everyone's surprise, every single participant in the retreat, except for the 12 retreat leaders, recently returned home, safe and surprisingly gleeful, acting as if nothing happened. Rhonda LaHoyt was one of those who returned. Her husband, Ronnie LaHoyt, who runs a local kites and flags shop, says he was shocked when she walked through the front door, but was further perplexed when she crossed into the kitchen, quickly devoured a bowl of cereal, and hurried off to Bingo, giving him a kiss on the cheek on her way out.
Oh, yeah, man, it was weird. I mean, it made sense at first that she'd be happy to be home, but something's up, man. She's just been in a good mood all the time. Doesn't mention having been gone or anything. She's not herself. She used to hate everything, man, a real crab. But now she loves everything. I even cooked her food that I know she hates, like shredded potatoes. And she devoured it, man. Said yummy. I asked her to work shifts for me at the shop, too, which she used to hate doing. But now she's all into it. We're the only kites and flags store where all of our flags can be used as kites, and all of our kites can be used as flags. And check this out, right? Now that's a recording I took a couple of years ago of Rhonda breathing while she slept, right? And now here's a new recording of Rhonda breathing that I took a few days ago. Totally different, right? I always wish she'd be a little bit more cheerful in life. But now I miss her old, you know, what do you call it, misanthropical self. If you're happy all the time, you're just not paying enough attention, man.
Ronnie isn't alone in being concerned about their returned loved one. Little Psychic Jim's father, Big Psychic Jim, has also noticed an alarming uptick in positive vibes from his son. When Little Psychic Jim went missing, Big Jim tried to rely on his powers of intuition to find him. When that didn't work, he joined up with other psychics in the area. They all put their heads together, then put their hands around each other's shoulders, and shuffled in a counterclockwise motion, chanting ancient vision spells in order to unlock greater collective clairvoyance. But this didn't work either. It seems like they were being blocked by dark forces. But just when it all felt hopeless, there was a knock on the door. Like Ronnie's Rhonda, Jim's Jim returned home, full of life, laughter, and love, acting as if nothing was out of the ordinary. I asked Big Jim if he was happy that his son was alive.
Yeah. Of course, I'd rather have my son back home alive rather than missing and probably dead. But something happened out there, and I'm not sure I got all of my son back, to be honest. Something's still missing. My son was a bad kid, not gonna lie. Always getting in trouble. He was a snort and a face. Now everything's candy corn and bubbles with him. He's even taken up the ukulele. It seems to be the same with everyone who came out of those mountains. Everyone's just too well behaved. Everyone's just too damn nice. What the happened out there? Honestly, I'd just love to hear my boy swear again. Be a real problem once in a while.
All right, I gotta confess. So, like, she's got a bunch of these, you know, porcelain ponies. You know, they're like Beanie Babies, but they're porcelain and they're ponies. And I just wanted to see if I could make her mad, man. So I like kicked him and stomped on him and broke them all up, you know? And she was just like, oh, that's all right. I was like, man, this sucks.
Sid Barrett, Keith Moon, Andy Gibbs, the effeminate Shannon Hoon. You wouldn't believe it, but I've met these people. And I've had good, clean fun with them. And I know they are happy and have no freaky demons left to slay. I know what you think. These people are dead, so how can it be true? How can this be true? What is the truth? Well, the world is a lot weirder and more complex than you can fit in a podcast. And there is a lot to see beyond those hills. I've heard the jam tape. And you know what? 1968. And somehow, I'm playing in the band. The flesh is not what a man eats, but what a man gives. There is sunshine even in the darkest hours. Okay? Oh, that would be like a great song, wouldn't it? Like something like, don't let go, don't you know, that the sun inside can shine in the darkest hours. The sun can shine. I'm talking about your personal soul shine in the darkest hours. Something like that, you know, like, I could see, like, a real, like, ukulele and drums.
The mystery of the missing psychic seems only partially solved. Yes, they are home safe, but perhaps too safe, too happy, too content. And as for the 12 members of the Sunflower Cult who organized the hike into the mountains, they remain out there, somewhere, beyond where most are afraid to go, quite possibly with all the answers to the questions that remain, but more likely, they are probably dead. This is Barbara, and I hope we meet again.
You do want me, give me a decision. But if you don't want me, don't leave me on the money. If you need me, show me that you love. And when I'm feeling blue and I want to, there's just one thing that you should do. Just give me some kind of sign, girl. Oh, my baby, to show me that you're mine.
That was Brenton Wood with Give Me a Little Sign.
Thank you. Most radio shows don't come with a demonstration. But most radio shows aren't Radio Wonderland.
Hook's greatest hits.
Right, so then I'd take more pieces of live radio, slice them, fit them into the groove, and then in a few minutes you get something like...
In LA, some restrictions apply.
It's radio made completely out of radio. I'm Joshua, but you just call me Radio Wonderland.
10:30 a.m. Saturday mornings till 11.
Some restrictions apply.
Here are some of the events happening in the WGXC community calendar the next few days. You can go online to wgxc.org, click on the community calendar. There's an add an event button there, and you can add information about your event, and soon enough it will appear red on the radio at 90.7 FM and red around the world in the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org. Saturday, July 1st, there's a day of ecological restoration on a scenic stretch of the Schoharie Creek near downtown Prattsville. Toolshed Exchange is putting it on, and there will be games, prizes, crafts, opportunities to learn about local ecology, and more. Email exchange@toolshed.org for more information. Saturday, July 1st at Wave Farm, Jen Cutler's giving a